Welcome back to Western Veterinary Perspectives, a podcast production of the Western Canadian Animal Health Network. Today we want to share some information on a veterinary group designed to support and improve response and communications in disease outbreak situations for Western Canadian producers and veterinarians. Any potential significant disease incident on farm can be an extremely stressful event for producers and for their veterinarians. There are a lot of fears, questions, and concerns in any case of a suspected infectious disease, and the potential implications for an individual farm and entire production sectors can be significant in the case of a confirmed foreign animal or a reportable disease. For certain significant diseases, the Canadian Food Inspection Agency establishes protocols, including quarantine and disease management and control regulations, to minimize any disease impacts. But often, the process of diagnostic workup can leave producers and their veterinarians in a waiting mode. That can be frustrating. In that nerve-wracking time between the first observation of concerning clinical signs to the collection and analysis of diagnostic samples, then the confirmation of disease, producers and veterinarians may experience stress and a feeling of being out of the loop. Throughout this diagnostic waiting period, there are significant financial and mental health tolls for farm families that also cannot be overlooked. The CFIA's incident management structure was developed to ensure the protection of production animal sectors and the safety of Canadian food supply chains. While waiting time and formalized communication structures may be frustrating, the challenge here really is to ensure that the high standards of animal health and welfare in Canada are maintained in each situation, so that if any significant disease is identified, quick actions can be taken to protect the health of the regional and the national herd or flock, as well as our important export markets. It is a very fine balance, and even when CFIA have ruled out significant diseases that are reportable to CFIA and they close the case, the veterinarian and the producer may be left with, "We know what it wasn't, but what the heck was it?" That may prolong the period of uncertainty. Future disease threats to Canadian agricultural sectors will only increase. Factors such as climate change, which brings new vectors for disease to Canada, and the increasing movement of humans and animals around the country and around the globe combine to increase animal and human infectious disease risks. The Outbreak Support Network, which is funded by Swishen and is working in collaboration with the Western Canadian Animal Health Network, is tasked with helping to ensure clear communications and efficient allocation of resources between producers, their veterinarians, and regulatory authorities in future disease incidents. Dr. Betty Althaus is charged with developing this network. She has a broad base of experience from swine production to some work with the CFIA as a domestic disease control specialist, and she also worked as the chief veterinary officer for Saskatchewan for a number of years. Her background in production animal health management sets her up well to develop this network, and she joins me today to tell you all about it. Thanks for joining me today, Dr. Althaus.
Thanks for having me.
To start off, could you tell us a bit about why this network is being developed in Western Canada?
Sure. The Outbreak Support Network is to establish a framework for supporting practitioners and veterinarians dealing with cases reportable to CFIA. So we're thinking things like bovine TB in cattle, blister cases in swine or other species, or highly pathogenic avian influenza, and other diseases might be added if they become more relevant.
And will producers be involved in this network as well?
Absolutely. So the group is connected to other veterinary organizations. So the project is funded by Quishen, or the Canada West Swine Health Intelligence Network, and collaborating with WECAN, the Western Canada Animal Health Network. And so that network is comprised of veterinarians, but it also has support and in some cases some funding from provincial livestock boards and other organizations. So linkages to CVO offices in the various provinces, to the veterinary diagnostic labs, and through the producer organizations right down to the producer level.
So as you mentioned, there are a bunch of different networks out there. What are some types of actions that this specific outbreak support network might take in the case of a disease incident? Traditionally, I know, most suspect significant outbreak situations are managed pretty much exclusively by the CFIA. Will this still be the case in the future?
Well, certainly CFIA is still the lead on those investigations, but there are other stakeholders that can help provide assistance. And I think as some of the larger outbreaks, like the recent HiPath AI outbreaks over the last couple of years have shown, you know, more resources and help are needed beyond what CFIA has. So again, what roles can private veterinarians play in the outbreak? What role can producer organizations provide in assisting the producer at the farm level?
Who do you envision will actually be participating or on the network, and what types of responsibilities will they have?
The network really is leveraging existing networks, so it's not standalone at all. As I mentioned, Quishen and WeCan are involved. And so that brings in veterinarians, the Western species groups, producer organizations, provincial governments. And to begin with, the responsibility is to share experiences, I guess any frustrations they've had dealing with some of these outbreak investigations, ideas they might have for improvement, and then looking for their help to assist in developing any tools, maybe testing and reviewing some documents and checklists, participating in some exercises or panels just to draw out experiences and what tools might be useful. Some of the other things we're thinking about is hosting and attending information sharing calls, maybe again sharing experiences. And perhaps some willingness to support others experiencing an outbreak. So sometimes being able to call up another producer or another veterinarian that's been through it is a real help for people.
Do you anticipate then that this network would be helping with disease incident responses for all animal production sectors? Or is there maybe a focus on particular species?
I mean, it could evolve that way, but for the start, we're looking at focusing on sort of the three species. So we're looking at bovine TB. And then the blister investigations were initially focusing on Seneca Valley virus in swine because that's been an issue in the last few years. And again, want to make sure that the response flows as smoothly as it can for everybody. And then the other one that we're looking at is HiPath AI in poultry. So right now, those three or four sectors, I guess cattle, beef and dairy both. To start with, we're looking at those, but it could evolve and expand down the road.
I know you're kind of in early stages right now for network development, but if you could maybe envision what an improved disease incident experience might be in the future, you know, for producers and for veterinarians in the field, what areas do you think you would target?
Well, I mean, it is early, and we are looking at defining the issues and the problems before we get too far on the solutions. But certainly some of the issues that we've noticed come up are around improved communications and information sharing with CFIA, ways that the herd veterinarian or flock veterinarian can be involved more in the on-farm investigations, and things like training and tools for vets responding to suspect FADs, both on, you know, the prevention and the response and preparedness side. And then the other thing that's come up quite a bit is mental health supports for both producers and veterinarians. For privacy concerns, CFIA can't share a lot of information about infected herds or their precise locations. But if provincial CVO offices or producer organizations know who is involved, they do have a lot of supports and help that they can give. So things like producers voluntarily disclosing to those organizations or CVO offices and knowing that there may be supports available for them when they do that. I think those are some of the things that we're looking at right now.
It must be kind of a significant task to really join together or build a group of professionals to help fill this niche. I know you'll be linked with networks such as Swishen and WeCan. Is there any other ways that you're planning to engage with veterinarians and producers to get this network up and rolling?
For sure. I mean, I've worked through the species veterinary groups. So talked to the Western swine veterinarians, made some initial contacts with the bovine vets, and then through the networks, reaching out to individual veterinarians, and then sort of through word of mouth, you know, led me to interviews with other veterinarians and then producers, talking to the provincial livestock associations has, again, helped put me in touch with producers and hearing about their experiences. The CVO offices in provinces have been another good source of people. And then just sort of word of mouth, as people know that I'm working on the project, I've been having more people contact me. And really, all of vets and producers have been really generous with their time and sharing their experiences. And the CVO offices and producer organizations have also been very supportive. I think everybody recognizes there's a need for better supports at the farm level. And I want to add as well, like CFIA has also been very helpful providing clarity on their responses and their roles. So I think we've got good communications going, and I think just a general willingness to improve things and make that response at the farm level kind of flow better for everybody. You know, recognizing there are some gaps, and some of them are going to be a long slog to filling for sure. But there are some things on the shorter term. And I think just, again, connecting producers and vets with some of the resources that are available and refining those and developing those to better meet their needs would be a great start.
So if people do get in touch with you, what types of information would be of the most value to you as you're kind of building this network? I know there are certainly producers and veterinarians out there who have gone through at least a suspect for an animal disease or FAD situation and the investigations. Is there anything that you would really value to hear back from them?
I mean, it's good hearing about any of the experiences, sort of how they came apart across it, why they decided to phone CFIA, and then how that experience went. If there was things that could have helped make it smoother, are there ways they could have contributed and wanted to contribute, but kind of either weren't allowed to or they weren't sure that they could, you know, how to get better information sharing. So suggestions that they have about, you know, what happened when they did the outbreak, what worked really well, and suggestions they might have to make it work better down the road.
For any veterinarians or producers who might want to share some of their perspectives with you for this network development process, how can they connect with you?
Yeah, I would really be happy to hear from anybody who wants to share their experiences, because all of the interviews I've done have been, you know, really valuable. I can be reached by text or phone call at 306-231-7609. Or my email is dr.betty.althaus@gmail.com.
Thanks very much, Dr. Althaus, for both taking on this network development and for speaking with me today to discuss your plans. Here's to working towards improved animal health and disease response experiences for producers and veterinarians alike. Thanks so much.
Thank you.